In the year 2000, I learned the truth about the devil. We like to worship our own egos and praise ourselves. Some of us like to show off to others how much we have in the way of material possessions. But showing off creates envy and jealousy in others, which only separates us further and further from each other. To advertise and promote an elevated status does not create deeper or more meaningful connections with others. I reached the pinnacle of that ignorant point in my own life more than 18 years ago. From being a giver throughout my 20s, helping other people and being of service to others, I became selfish when I hit 30. What happened? I chose to start an internet-based company of women on webcams around the world. At that time, I justified to myself that it wasn't a bad thing to do. Of course, that was before I had a daughter of my own. My justification to myself at the time was that the girls were over 18 and the work was very lucrative for them, too. I knew it wasn't the right thing to do for various reasons, but I was in a rebellious mode and chose to do it anyway. During my time in that company, I became selfish and self-centered. It was as if I had forgotten how to give. The knowledge of how to give to others was just a dream from the past. I had become solely focused on myself, on making money, and on self-gratification. I became an expert taker, focused on gratifying myself. I focused on dating, buying more things for myself, and personal hobbies for distracting and entertaining myself. For 2 years, I lived on a yacht and was dating multiple women. But was I happy? No. I was more chronically dissatisfied than I had ever been up to that point in my life. Why? Because everything was about me. I wasn't giving. I was selfish and living for my own gratification. I was just focused on myself, without thinking about others or serving others. My life became empty, depressing, and unsatisfying. My life was about getting what I wanted to get rather than about what I wanted to give. As I became less and less giving, the feelings of peace, serenity, and joy completely eluded me. I found that having more money and more stuff only meant that I had more to worry about losing and more to protect. I also experienced more envy and jealousy from others, which meant more isolation and separation. Insanity, confusion, lying to myself. I was blindly going deeper in a direction that only became more and more painful. 2.5 years after starting that company, I was at a strip club one night. I remember that I was so miserable and unsatisfied with life, although I theoretically had it all. It was in that strip club that I stood up, raised my hands above my head, and shouted out like a prayer, "If there's a Satan, come to me and help me grow my power in this world. Come to me now and give me more power." I said that in a rebellion against God, for I was mad at God. How absurd. God didn't do this to me. God didn't leave me. I had left God. Guess what happened right after I said that prayer? A soft, calm, clear, peaceful, and very loving voice spoke to me out loud inside my head. It said, "You're doing this to yourself. It's you." Wow. God had spoken to me. There was no Satan or feeling of Satan that came to me. Satan did not exist outside of me. Satan was not there. He didn't exist, or I certainly would have felt his presence. I had been completely sincere in my request to Satan. And God spoke to me after that moment, and the message was crystal clear. I realized right after that moment that I had already become Satan myself, a fallen angel. I had chosen separation from God. My heart, my selfish, instinctual drives were ruling me. Where I was in my life, and how I felt about life, and myself at the time, were all caused by living 100% selfishly for my instinctual gratification. There was no devil or Satan to blame it on. It was my own free will and ignorance that were totally running the show. I was seeking my own pleasure, and I lost the ability to give. I was blinded by selfishness. I had been ignoring my heart for some time. The more I got, the more I wanted to try to fill the hole, but the hole just got wider and deeper. It is impossible to fill a spiritual hole with people and things. When your life is all about pursuing fulfillment of selfish, instinctual demands of getting, you need more, more, more. The world says that that is the answer. Our instincts say that that's the answer. But that's not true. It's a lie. The truth is the opposite. I needed to give, but I had forgotten how. I was trapped in selfishness, in lying to myself, in my ignorance, dominated by my instincts. My selfish instinctual demands were screaming all the time, clouding out the faint whimpers of my heart. By the way, that's hell. I was in hell, right here on earth. So 18 years ago, I learned that there is no devil, that I had become the devil. I was the fallen angel, separated from God by denying my heart. The voice of God, the Spirit of One, which came through my heart, was a loving, calm, patient, and kind voice which told me the truth that night. That was my first profound spiritual experience and lesson.